Good evening, everybody. It's time for the Traverse Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Group, a.k.a. T-Barge. This is normally our OXCOM net. This is Kate, GTC Net Control. We'll be changing our format tonight just due to the severity of the weather. Just a couple issues. Be aware that this is a linked repeater, and we are talking to the Northern Michigan. Also be aware that the 8-6 repeater is having some issues with sensitivity. Thus, lower power stations may struggle to get into the 8-6 repeater. Tonight, as you're aware that T-Bar strongly supports the District 7 Skywarn under the direction of Mike Vandermeer, KD8REH. And the information that Skywarn provides to Gaylord NOAA is extremely important. If you'd like to see the type of information that we are providing to NOAA, you're welcome to go to the T-Barge website. That's tbarg.org. If you click on the link that says District 7 Emergency Information Folder, click on that. You will see photos and the information that we are gathering for NOAA at this time. Just a couple other announcements. At 7.05 p.m., Grand Traverse County Emergency Management issued the following: life-threatening weather storm. 3 feet of snow and 40-mile-an-hour winds are causing impassable roads. Travel is strongly discouraged. If stranded, responders may be delayed in reaching you. Stay off the roads and shelter in place. At this time, there is, according to the Michigan Power Outage Map, there is 128,228 homes without power in northern Michigan and the UP, the largest being in Roscommon with 23,000, Alpena 12,000, Alcona 11,000, and so on. There's a lot of folks with cold homes this evening. At the current time, I would like to ask, instead of our usual emergency communications test, is for our users to provide useful information to NOAA. We're looking for, obviously, your call sign, your city that you're from, zip code, total snow that you've received, wind speed, drifts in inches, and if you have any ice. Again, if you have that information or you don't, we're going to do this one station at a time, so check-ins will not be as a group. We'll be doing one at a time. Before I begin, Mike, KDRH, do you have any announcements?